We want to thank the great God of heaven for this golden and grand opportunity he has given us once again to come into his sanctuary to lift up praises to his divine and holy name. We are appreciative for the invite to come back once again and share another portion of God's divine word. Because we realize that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank the leaders here, your minister, and those that thought enough for little old me to invite me to come back and lift this great congregation up. I'm not traveling alone, as I often say. I got someone that, you know, every preacher, every minister needs a shoulder to lean on. You know, the flock lean on the preacher, and the preacher needs someone to lean on too. So for 39 years, God have gave me a woman in my life that's been the sunshine of my life, and that's Sister Doris Thomas, who's sitting to my right. And it's just good to see those familiar faces in the audience, Sister Barnes and Herman. Me and Herman went to school together many years ago. And just good to always see him. And you know, I was close with his whole family, his dad, and used to be down on 39th Street years ago. Remember that, Ray? Yeah. So we go back. But I'm not going to be long. I'm not a long-winded preacher. I should not be very long, but I'm going to be strong with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, I'm one of those preachers that I come to lift up the Spirit, not be let down. So in this message this morning, we hope that someone will be lifted and be ready. If you haven't gave God your life, that you would come and be in the kingdom of God. Before I go into my song, I do a verse or two of a song that I like, and then we'll go into the lesson. Come and go to that land. Come and go to that land. Come and go to that land, oh, where I'm bound, come and go to that land, come and go to that land, come and go to that land, oh, where I'm bound, peace and happiness in that land, peace and happiness in that land, peace and happiness in that land, where I'm bound, peace and happiness in that land, peace and happiness in that land, peace and happiness in that land, where I'm bound, there is joy in that land, there is joy in that land, there is joy in that land, where I'm bound, there is joy in that land, there is joy in that land, there is joy in that land, where I'm bound, Jesus and me in that land, Jesus and me in that land, Jesus and me in that land, where I'm bound, Jesus and me in that land. Jesus and me in that land. Jesus and me in that land. Oh, where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Amen, amen, amen. I come to tell you there's no burdens that is too heavy. No day that is too dark. There's no night that is too long. There's no river that is too wide. There is no valley that is too low. There is no road that is too rough. No circumstances can restrict him. No situation can constrain him. No power can control him. No enemy can defeat him. No forces can limit him. I'm talking about the one and only, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, this morning, we want to look at the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter. We want to zero in on verse number 21. We appreciate Brother Miles for the reading of our scripture. Brother Hall for the fine songs that he have led into our hearing. The Bible says, and I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. It says his will. See, a lot of us want to do our will. But I stopped by this morning and say, it ain't about us. It's about us doing his will. Working in you that which will, that is well pleasing in his sight. And see, while we're doing his will, he's got an eye on us. He's watching us. You know, the Bible said there's an all-seeing eye watching us. So he want us, as we gather ourselves and get it together, to work and allow it to be pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. This morning, for the next few moments, I'd like to entertain your attention. Y'all got time for this? I don't want to bore anybody, but if y'all got time for it, then I got time. And I know the Lord always has time, and we just need to be elevated to a level that, you know, that has God been good to you this week? Have God done something for you this week? Did you wake up this morning? Did you put one foot before the other this morning? Did you wash your own self up or take a shower on your own accordingness? That's something to shout about this morning. There's some folks that woke up and couldn't do anything for themselves. And we need to understand that there's time that we give God his praise. This morning we want to look at the book of Hebrews. And if I was to put a subject on that lesson, I would like to use how to get with it for God. Now don't look at me funny. A lot of us get with it for our jobs. Or we get up in the morning, we make sure our clothes are laid out, and we make sure everything is in place because we want to make sure that we get to that job on time. Then sometimes we connect with our friends, so we get with it with our friends. We get with it when it's time to go to a wedding. Huh? Yeah. Some folks go out when it's time to go to a wedding and buy new clothes, new shoes, new hat, because they want to get with it and want to be dressed appropriate at the wedding. Well, that's good. Some of us get with it with our husbands, with our wives, with our houses, and with our cars. I've seen folks that normally should be in church take Sunday to wash, clean their car to a spotless clean, meaning that they value that car quite a bit. But I come to tell you that it's time to get with it for God. Well, Brother Thomas, what are you trying to say? I'm saying there's a few things we need to take into consideration. The Bible says that he makes perfect in every good work for us to make perfect. And if we're going to make it perfect, we have to get with it for God. Well, I got a few points I need for y'all to jot down as we go through this lesson. What I need you to do and understand this morning, that I'm so glad that we know that we need to get with it for God. And the only way we can get with it for God is the first point that I want to make is that we have to minimize our fears. Yeah, we have to stop being afraid. Some of us are afraid to tell folks that we are children of God. Some of us are afraid to tell folks that we are born again Christian, that we went down a long time ago in the watery grave of baptism, came up a new creature in Christ Jesus. Some of us a long time ago used to walk a crooked life, but now that we found Jesus, we're not afraid to go and tell folks everywhere how good Jesus been to us. I believe it was over in Psalms chapter 34 and verse 4, the Bible said, I sought the Lord and he heard and delivered me from all my fears. I'm so glad now that I can walk with my head up. I can walk with my chest out. I can walk and tell folks everywhere I go that I know the Lord. I know what he have done for me. He woke me up this morning, started me on my way, brought me through some trials and tribulations, and I'm not afraid to tell nobody about Jesus. Minimize your fear. Helps us to get with it for God. But then look at here. After you minimize your fear, let's maximize your faith. Yeah, stop being so shaky. Stop being so shaky. If you're going to maximize your faith, Hebrews 11 and 1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to have a strong faith. Know that we can accomplish whatever goals and whatever things that we are trying to accomplish. Maximize it. Let it expand. Let folks know I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed that if we're going to strive to do big things in this world, if we're going to try to transform some folks' lives, that we have to let them know that we have Jesus on our side. That's why faith is a substance. We don't see it. But faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Y'all remember when the storm rose up and the sea got turbulence and all kind of things began to happen, and old Peter was on the boat, and long as Peter had his sight on Jesus, when he came to walk on the water, everything was okay. Just stepping out the boat took some faith to walk on some water. See, that's some water faith. When you can step out the boat, walk on water. But the catch to that is you got to keep your eyes on Jesus. The minute you take your eyes off of Jesus, the minute you're going to go down. But the thing that's so good about this is that when you got your eyes on Jesus, he's got his eyes on you, and he's not going to let you drift away or drown or go too far, because he want to lift you back up. Get with it for God. Minimize your fears. Maximize your faith. Now look at it. This one I like. Magnify your faith. Learn how to be nice to folks. Learn how to let folks, learn how to be warm. Don't learn how to talk to folks. You know, sometimes we don't even know how to talk to folks right. Sometimes we say things and we don't know, we might be an offended somebody. But you have to have humility. You have to have meekness. You have to have a warm spirit of speaking to folks to let them know that you are connected with Jesus. Romans 12 and verse 11 says, not lagging in diligence, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Then look at this. Verse 12 say, rejoice in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. You know, that's something we done got away from. You know, when I came up, Raymond, you know, there was a time when we came up and when it was time to come to the table, everybody came to the table and we all gathered around the table and daddy had his seat at the head table. And in that head table and head seat, he began to pray for the food. And when he prayed for the food, he looks around the table at each one of us. And we all supposedly had a verse. And I being, you know, one of those that, you know, didn't do a lot of reading at that time, but I did some. So I took one of the shortest verses in the Bible. Jesus wept. And that was my verse just before I ate. But I was so glad that we had a family that prayed together. We had a family that came together. All because we was trying to get with it for God. And in getting with it for God, we have to minimize our fears, maximize our faith, and magnify our favor. Y'all ain't getting it yet. Y'all still don't see it. I'm so glad this morning that I understand how to get with it for God. In the morning when I get up, the first things I say is, thank you, Jesus. You didn't have to, but you sent an angel to watch over me. You made it possible for me to put one leg before the other. I'm so glad that you went to Calvary, that you died on the cross. You got up a conquering Savior. And I'm so glad to be in that number, because I went down a long time ago in the watery grave of baptism. Came up a new creature in Christ Jesus. Been walking by faith and not by sight ever since, because I know he's able to carry me through. Not only do we need to minimize our fears, maximize our faith, magnify our favor, but we need to manifest our freedom. We're free. We're free. He set us free, Brother Hall. We're free. We are free. Do y'all understand what it is to be free? You don't understand what Jesus did for us. He freed us. I believe it's Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 where he says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Christ died. Tell me this. Y'all come on in here and listen a little bit. What man you know died for you to set you free? That's profound. That's profound. Y'all miss your shout right there. But that's all right. That's all right. He still made us free. And be not entangled against the yoke of bondage. But I'm so glad to know this morning that I'm getting with it for God. Minimize my fears. Maximize my faith. Magnify my favor. Manifest my freedom. And then this final point, and then this lesson going to be getting closed out, because y'all look like I'm born. I'm looking out and I'm seeing faces. And to me, the Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. But we need to mobilize our forces. That means we need to come together. We need to come together in mobilizing our forces, come together and get together and go out into this world and let folks know that there is a Christ that lives henceforth, now, and forevermore. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 37 that he did say to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I come to tell you, we're not going to win souls sitting on the inside of buildings. We're not going to win souls sitting on the pews of do nothing. But we have to gather ourselves together, mobilize our forces, and go out to the streets and tell folks about a dying Savior who hung on Calvary cross, who got up one morning, a conquering Savior, that we might have the right to the tree of life. I'm so glad this morning to know that I serve a God that sits high and looks low. I know that he have done so much for me, and I'm so glad this morning to know that whatever he done for me, he can do for you. How to get with it for God. How to get with it. It's good to know that if we minimize our fears, maximize our faith, magnify our favor, manifest our freedom, mobilize our forces, that we are on our way to getting with it for God. Is that all right this morning? I told you it don't take me all day to tell you what thus said the Lord. See, when you know where you're going, you can get where you're going without any hang-ups or hiccups, because you know where you're going. And I'm just so glad this morning to know that I serve a great God. I serve one that sits high, looks low, navigates our life day in and day out. Some of us think it's this electronic that does it. But I come to tell you something this morning. When you get with it for God, it's not your computer, Brother Hall. See, I learned a long time ago that Jesus is better than a computer. First of all, you know, on all computers, you got an enter button. Jesus enter your life. Then, every now and then, he scans your problems. Then, sometime when it just get tight, because you're trying to do so much, he edit your tension. Then he looks at our life and want to know what's going on and why we're not up to par where we should be. Then he downloads the solution. Lord, help me this morning. And then he tells us to worry for nothing, and so he deletes our worries. And then after all of that, Sister Barnes, after he have done all that for us, he hit the save key, because he want to save somebody that have got with it for him. Is that all right this morning? Oh, I come to tell you, there's no friend like Jesus. I don't know about you all, but I'm so glad that I know Jesus. I know him because there was some times in my life when I went through some trials and tribulations. There was times in my life when I didn't do all that I know I should. But Jesus gave me a second chance. He gave me a chance to get it right. He enabled me to minimize my fears, to maximize my faith, magnify my favor, manifest my freedom, mobilize my forces, all because he wanted me to get with it for him. I'm closing now because some of y'all look like I'm boring you, but I hope that I'm trying to help you. I'm hoping that I bless you this morning with a word from the Lord. But what I want to tell you, as I begin to descend this flight, I want to tell you that because when you get with it for God, you learn, Ray, that there is nobody like Jesus. His words is true. His motives is pure. His love is real. His ways are just. His aim is right. His name is holy. His grace is sufficient. His burden is light. His yoke is easy. His promises are sure. His peace is perfect. His power is unlimited. His mercy is great. His salvation is free. His victory is complete. His blessings are many. His touch is refreshing. His joy is unspeakable. His wisdom is unequal. His presence is precious. His spirit is quickened. His assurance is confident. His ears are attentive. His eyes are compassionate. His work is righteous. His miracle is matchless. And his heaven is glory. There's nobody like Jesus. Are you ready today to get with it for God? Minimize your fears. Maximize your faith. Magnify your favor. Manifest your freedom. And mobilize your forces. And then you too are on your way to getting with it for God. There may be someone here in the audience that have not yet accepted Jesus in their life. There may be someone sitting here that have been going through trials and tribulation. There may be someone here that have been walking in the wrong path. But I come to tell you today that we serve a God of a second chance. No matter what your problems might be, he can lift you above your problem. I need somebody who got a Bible. I'm closing now. Ray, you gonna put it up? Open it back up. I want you to get Psalm chapter 40. I'm going to close on this because it may help somebody understand how to get with it for God. Chapter 40 and verse number 1. That's the over there where David. Psalm chapter 40. Everybody, y'all know David. David was a rascal, wasn't it? David, Sister Bond, David did some things. But what I like about David is he still knew and understood how to get with it for God. And as we close this morning, David said what? Look at him. He waited patiently for the Lord. Some of us got to stop being in a hurry for everything we want. Sometimes we have to wait patiently. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And he turned to me and heard my cry. Now, in this closing, he heard, mean that he did what? He listened. He heard his cry. And what else did he do? He lifted. So not only did he listen, he also lifted him out of trouble. A pit that is slimy is trouble. Cold. Nasty. Whatever our situation might be, he hears our cry enough to understand how to incline and how to lean in to listen to our troubles and situations. And then he lifts it us out of our trouble. Out of the mud and then he does what?
He set my feet.
Then he put your feet
on a rock.
On a rock.
And gave me a firm place.
And then he gave you a firm. Hey, not, y'all can't nobody else do that for you. Can't nobody else lean in and listen.
Yes, sir.
And hear your cry.
Yes, sir.
Lift you up out of your situation. Put your feet on a solid rock and allow you to go and come. And then as you close down on that verse, it says that, you know, he don't want you to keep it to yourself, Ray. He wants you to sing. He put a new song in your mouth. He wants you to tell folks everywhere you go how good God been to you. Why? Because you have got with it for God. You've got with it, Brother Hall, for God.
Amen.
So he don't mind hearing your cry.
Amen.
Lifting you up.
Hallelujah.
Setting
Amen.
Your steps.
Hallelujah.
Guiding you through.
Amen.
This morning, somebody need to be lifted up.
Amen.
Somebody need to be guided through. I come to tell you, you have heard the word. It's up to you to believe it. Repent of your sin. Confess Jesus as your Savior. Go down in the watery grave of baptism. Come up a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you too can get with it for God. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet.
When the Savior calls.